Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere. This is the Fry Cook on Venus podcast, and I am your host. I go by the name of Scott Anderson. I am a dreamer, a storyteller, a Renaissance man, and above all else, I'm a nice guy trying to not finish last. Thank you all so very much for checking out the program again this week. If you'd like to support the show, you can. You totally can. Just head on over to the world famous iTunes store and leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review, hopefully something positive. I'd really appreciate it. If you would like to subscribe to the show so it comes to you free and automatically every single time it's uploaded, you can do that too. Via iTunes or the official BlackBerry podcast app or Windows Phone podcasts or via the Podomatic app. Wherever great podcasts are, you might be able to find me. I don't know if I'm great, but you know. If you have friends in real life or on social media, then please remember to tell a friend to tell a friend to hit that big old like button for us over on our website. That website again is that csaguy.podomatic.com. There's no real introduction on the program this week because today on the show, I'm keeping the microphone all to myself because there's a story I feel I have to tell. Now, I don't necessarily want to tell it, but with the amount of people who keep calling my house and my phone and keep trying to check up on me, I feel the need to share. So, get comfortable, because here is the story of the 10 days I spent in the hospital trying not to die. During the summer of 2014, I decided to skip my summer break from school so I could graduate a semester earlier. Who wants to be taking the bus in January in Canada, right? So I thought it was a good idea, and in theory, it was, but most everyone I know claimed that the third semester of grad school was the hardest one, and that's part of the reason they were taking a break, so they can get summer off and some time to breathe. But me, being the glutton for punishment that I am, I shrugged them off and joked that I'd just have to die without them. Little did I know. Well, we'll get there in a second. The semester was going well enough until I got to the last 3 weeks. See, in the third last week, I started to notice a slight change in my health, aka bloody diarrhea. Literally, no joke. It was odd for sure, but since I wasn't in pain, I just kept calm and carried on, you know? In the second last week, I picked up a cough and a fever to accompany my, again, bloody diarrhea. I walked into class like Monday morning at 8 a.m. for a presentation, and the general consensus with everyone I knew was that I looked like I was dying right there on the spot. Still, though, I'm a soldier slash idiot, and since, again, I was in no pain, I just marched on. At least until the multiple times I almost shit my pants just by walking near a bathroom at school or in the subway, but whatever. That's when I decided, you know what, I'm gonna go see a doctor. In short, the dude was like, okay, you have a fever of 101. He gave me 2 sets of antibiotics and had me conduct a couple of stool tests. Now, what I need you to know here is the difference between a stool test and a urine test. With a urine test, you just pee in a cup and you're good. A stool test, though, no. It's not that simple. You see, you've got to doo-doo into like a plastic bag or a dish because you can't have the extra water that accompanies a toilet bowl, right? Then you've got to take the little scoop they give you and transfer your shit, which, again, in my case, was bloody and as runny as a sprinter from the West Indies, into a cup with some liquid that is apparently poison. Fun, am I right? So after all those tests were done, I made it to the last week of school, and I felt like all I had to do was survive and not let the combination of drugs and studying all the time beat me. I got through Monday before that plan fell through entirely, because this is around the point where my body felt the need to start vomiting. By Tuesday night, I was in the hospital with an IV stuck in my arm, with a doctor telling me to stick with the antibiotics, and he also gave me pills for the nauseousness, which I never experienced. My vomiting was not accompanied by nauseousness ever, but whatever, more drugs, woohoo! I then got the chance to spend the next week in bed trying not to die. But by August 2nd, in the midst of vomiting on myself during another blood-soaked diarrhea session, I was headed straight back to the hospital. Luckily, they decided to take me a little more seriously this time. I suppose that's what happens when you lose 15 pounds in 3 weeks. You're dehydrated, your blood pressure is dropping quickly, and your body is going rapidly into shock. They stuck me straight into a wheelchair and sent me straight to the ER. It was great. They ended up keeping me in the hospital for 10 days, and I'll spare you all the details and experiences I went through while I was there. But for those of you who are into medicine and health and my insides, I went through x-rays, CT scans, a scope, which I was totally awake for the whole time, electrocardiograms, blood tests, urine tests, thumbs up my bum, you name it, I got it. They stuck one of my arms with two lines to take blood and run IVs, and the whole thing ended up swelling up like a catcher's mitt. It was ridiculous. They also needed me to get nutrition without me having to constantly eat and use my digestive system, so they ended up running three lines into my neck to feed me via, like, my jugular vein. All in all, I've got some rad-looking scabs on my arms and neck that I kind of really want to scar over just so I don't forget the experience. Overall, the doctors were great and the nurses were super nice, except for this one who clearly had other things to do on the day she was supposed to be helping me out. I mean, I woke up in the morning and I needed to pee, and she asked if I'd rather go inside a bottle instead of taking 15 steps to the washroom. Now, this walk to and from the washroom holding onto my IV pole was basically all the walking I did during my 10 days in the hospital. So obviously, I declined the bottle. And she's like, all right, that's cool. Then when I got back to my bed, she asked if I'd rather have my breakfast sitting in a chair instead of climbing all the way back into bed. I figured that'd be cool, you know, just to be sitting in a different position for a while. So I agree, and after a few minutes of downing my meal, which was consisting of nothing but clear fluids, honestly, if I see Jell-O again, I'm gonna throw it across the room, no matter where I am, I ended up asking to get back into bed. So she ends up telling me to hold on for a sec so she can get new sheets so she can put them on the bed. But 20 minutes later, I realized she completely forgot I existed, and I was going to be stuck there shivering in nothing but my hospital gown and underpants for quite a while. Eventually, she comes back and she's like, oh, did you want to get back into bed? Because if you want, you can stay sitting there until, like, lunch. And, like I said, clearly she had better things to do. Then, when lunch eventually came around and I had managed to get back into bed, she shows up like an hour and a half late with my lunch, and she found this hilarious. She's like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. You forgot to get lunch because I went to go get my own lunch. Oh my gosh. And honest to God, that might have been the low point right there. And like, eventually later in the day when I asked to go to the bathroom again, she all of a sudden starts trying to convince me on using a bedpan, which I had never used or needed the entire time I was in there, until I started piecing it together, and like she was just uninterested in unplugging the wires measuring my heart rate, only to have to reconnect them again in like 5 minutes when I came back. So big shout-outs to her. Fast forward to the present, and I'm feeling way better than I was. I can't go back to eating real food for a few weeks, which is a bummer, but I'll deal with it because I'm trying to live. I can't eat lactose, I gotta avoid fiber and roughage, I gotta watch out for gluten, yada yada yada. It's really complicated. I can't eat anything that's like not on a list they gave me. It's pretty depressing because I really want a cheese pizza. You have no idea. I mean, I was a chubby kid growing up. Oh, all that's back right now. I could eat a whole flipping large right now, and it wouldn't even be a problem. until the bleeding starts. But I digress. Also, most of the muscles in my legs decided that during my 10 days laying in the hospital, they'd lose all their strength completely, so I truthfully haven't been able to walk properly for a while. Additionally, I take 25 pills a day now just to live, because the doctors want me to be healthy, or Heath Ledger, or maybe a weekend song, I'm not really sure. Again, I'm on a lot of drugs. Long story short though, I am alive, but in severe need of pizza or shot glasses filled with marinara sauce. Either or, whatever you can smuggle me, I would appreciate. So yeah, that's the short version of my story. 10 days in the hospital, from bloody diarrhea and thumbs in the bum to having to relearn to walk and finding out most of my clothes don't fit the same way anymore. I'm still not 100%. But I'm not sleeping in the ER with a surgeon saying he may need to remove my colon completely, nor am I sleeping next to a dude who had his leg amputated and needed to come in to get more of it amputated. So if you find people listening to this podcast, and all of my aunts, really, can stop calling me at various hours of the day when I'm trying to sleep, I would truly, sincerely appreciate it. Speaking of family, I can't thank them enough for getting me through this entire ordeal, from everyone who came to see me while I was stuck in SimQue with no windows, no outside light, to the friends who sent me messages constantly checking up on me, making sure I'm sane. Like, I don't know how to thank you guys enough. I mean, my sister was there every day feeding me Jell-O. The kid is a saint, and you can't tell me otherwise at this point. I know for a fact that I wouldn't have made it out of that hospital if it weren't for the entire set of you. So sincerely, thank you, and know that I love each and every single one of you from the bottom of my bloody intestines. Now, if we could get back into regular podcast business, I'm gonna wrap this show up because I need to go take drugs, which I received legally. I don't recommend you do it any other way. You guys know the drill at this point. YouTube.com/GeniusBoy88 is where we keep all the videos. You're probably not going to see any hospital footage there because I was in a dress that did not complement my shape or bring out my eyes. And those gowns, please, if somebody could do something about those, I'd appreciate it. And so would a lot of people in the hospital. Twitter.com/thatCSAguy. When I finally feel funny again, I might say something witty or entertaining, so you guys can be on the lookout there. Remember to rate and subscribe to the show pretty please, and head on over to our Podomatic page, thatcsaguy.podomatic.com, and feel free to hit that big old like button for us. You have no idea how much that helps the show out. And yeah, that wraps it up from here. You have been listening to the Fry Cook on Venus podcast, and before we go, here's one for the road. If I were on the highest cliff on the highest rift, and you slipped off of the side and clenched onto your life in my grip, I would never, ever let you down. Thank you, Jay Ivy.